Welcome back to Networking Philadelphia with Kim Douglas. This is the time that we get together and chat with people from all around the Delaware Valley who have businesses and companies and they're entrepreneurs. And this time we've got Steve Rosenberg, Dr. Steven Rosenberg, on the line. Who've been you've been on the show with me before, Steve.
Yes, we did a New Year's resolution type special.
Yeah. Well, Steve, people should know that you are well known in this area for just being the person who can help people with all kinds of goals. You've helped people quit smoking and lose weight and get focused in their careers. And you've worked with celebrities and with sports figures. You're just all over the place.
That's what I try to do most.
Yeah.
Keep on going all over the place.
And you know, we should talk about the fact that you're now going to be featured in the magazine Suburban Life magazine, that it's the March issue, and that goes to homes all over the Delaware Valley.
Yes, that's correct. Actually, the March issue will be out in the mail and to your homes by probably the 8th to the 10th or so, 12th of March, and it's the March issue,
mm-hmm.
and it's out on the newsstands also, so you'll be able to see it.
Oh, great.
And actually, I'm on the front cover.
All right. That's great. It's good to hear, and congratulations for that. I mean, they should feature someone like you. I mean, you do a lot of good work. If we could just get into a little bit of your background and how you got to the place where you are. I actually learned a little bit of something about you, Steve. I've known you for a lot of years, but didn't know about your father and suffering from emphysema.
Yeah, actually, my dad... for many, many years, was a three-pack-a-day smoker.
Wow.
And it was amazing. He would light one right after the other.
Oof.
And it's those little non-filtered cigarettes that actually killed him. And it's a shame because he suffered greatly. He was a wonderful man who was a butcher by trade.
Hmm.
And actually, you know, really in great shape. He would pick up a whole side of beef like I was picking up a piece of paper.
Huh. Wow.
So amazingly strong guy, and I saw him waste away to nothing. Emphysema is a terrible situation.
Mm. I mean, and this is one of the, I would say that now I've learned this, is it was a catalyst to you wanting to be able to help people to just stop not only just smoking, but so many other things. But the smoking thing has been a big part of what you do. I know you've helped probably, what, thousands, 40,000 some people now stop smoking?
Yeah, it's over 40,000 people that have stopped smoking using my programs. And being a former three-pack-a-day smoker myself, mm-hmm. I mean, when my dad said to me at the hospital, he said, "Please stop smoking," and I said to him, "I will." That was my promise to him.
And how did you do it, Steve?
Well, what I did was, you know, I was smoking everything. I think I smoked a pipe. I smoked cigars. I even had one of those old Laredo machines.
What where the heck is that?
You can make your own cigarette.
Ah, roll your own, huh?
It was, yeah, there was a brand of cigarettes out back in the 60s that actually they sold you the ready-rolled paper and a filter. Huh. And you put it in the machine, you put the tobacco in the machine, and you slid everything together, and it made a cigarette.
Oh, wow.
So it was like half the price of buying a pack of cigarettes.
and
I was in college at the time. And so I would smoke a few packs of those a day.
Wow. I mean, what led you, was it seeing your dad smoke?
Yes,
that
it was.
You do it?
Yeah,
really?
That was my promise to him.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, as far as like getting into a habit like that, I'm sure it's lots of different things that leads people down that road. But I mean, was it being in a household where, you know, you said your dad was smoking three packs a day?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, you could look statistically, if you have one parent who is a smoker, usually half the kids are smokers. If you have both parents as a smoker, usually all the kids smoke, or none of them. That's an amazing factor, that either they're turned off by having both parents being smokers, or the parents will say, don't you do what I
exactly.
do.
Exactly, yeah.
And so it's either all or none.
Huh.
And so, it's an amazing statistic.
Well, you know, you made an interesting point there where you said you smoked everything. Some would think that, okay, cigarettes, that's one thing, but the occasional cigar or smoking a pipe, like it's more refined and it's not going to really cause any problems, but I'm sure it's just as bad.
Well, it's even worse because, you know, one of the things around the time that my dad passed away, also my dentist was examining my mouth and he said to me, Steve, I really don't like this thing that's on your cheek.
Mm.
I said, well, a little sore. And he said, that's where your pipe rests. He said, when you smoke your pipe. And he says, I'd like that to be biopsied. And he says, it really would be good for you to get out of that habit. And then my dad died. So that's all I needed, was one right after the other.
Yeah.
And that was a double whammy. I didn't even need to even think about it. Mm-hmm. I just did it.
Yeah.
I had all these, a classic rack of pipes that probably were worth a lot of money. I just tossed them.
Well, I guess that would make you want to do that. Absolutely. We should talk about some of the techniques that you actually use to help people quit smoking. I mean, I've experienced with you over the years the phenomenon of the big ceremony kind of thing that we would do in
yeah.
the movie theaters, where we do the national smokeout and we do the Philadelphia version of it. And you really were huge in making this thing just so big in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah. We did that Great American Smokeout for mm-hmm. many years. We did it together for God knows how long. What was it, 8 or 9 of those?
Yeah, absolutely. People come in, they just throw the cigarettes. That's how they get in. That was their ticket in. You drop
right.
a pack of cigarettes in a big tub outside, or having that last one if they need to, and then go inside. And you use a form of hypnotism, right?
Yes, it was aversion therapy,
mm-hmm.
Which I alluded to a few moments ago, and. It really nastifies smoking.
Yeah,
smoking
that's pretty interesting.
Smoking is nasty to begin with anyway.
Yeah, so you give people the vision. You kind of give them this vision that what they're looking at, what the cigarette would taste like, is just really gross. And so that's what sticks with them?
Yes.
Mm.
And what I used most in those big sessions were the aftertaste and the odor of vomit.
Oh, jeez.
So
wow.
if they were... trying to take a big drag on that cigarette, it would be just as if they were sucking up vomit through a straw.
Oh, I could see why that would work.
And people used to gag in those movies.
I know.
It was bad. And
mm-hmm. But it was all for a good cause, right?
It was all for a good cause because everybody, really, we had very great success.
Yeah, I mean, you have
large
like
numbers.
You have like a 90% success rate with this, right?
That is correct, yes.
Now, do some people have to come back and get like recharged or just get like a boost or something if they need a little help?
Oh, sure.
Down
because,
the road?
You know, everybody has stress in their lives, and stress is the big factor as to why people go back to smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, and the same with eating, too, people eat or smoke out of stress.
Yeah.
And it's not the thing to do. And they know that, but they just need that crutch to hold on to.
This is Dr. Steven Rosenberg on with me today on Networking Philadelphia. Steve, why don't you give out your website where there's a ton of information for people who not only need to maybe quit smoking, but also need help with weight loss or self-esteem, addiction, sleep problems, all kinds of stuff.
Sure. If you click on to www.quititnow.com and click on In the News, you get a wealth of information about the things that I've been doing over the years. We've been featured on national television, on CBS, as well as ABC, NBC, Gentleman's Quarterly. We've had a number of articles written. So it's been a real good run.
And you help people with motivation. I mean, we can go back to some athletes that you've helped, flyers and things like that. And, I mean, everybody kind of needs that from time to time, no matter what business you're in, no matter what you do. Sometimes you need a little motivation, and you're the guy to do it, right?
Well, absolutely. It's, you know, everybody is human, and everybody has interferences. And when you are an athlete at any level, you don't want any interferences to get into your way of playing well. And so if you can really get a good motivational situation going in your mind, then you could really play well. You need to block out everything around you and stay in the moment. In the present tense is what all athletes need to do.
You know, as I'm listening to your voice, Steve, I can hear how soothing it is. And I can see why you're so successful at helping people in doing hypnosis. And also, you make CDs, and I guess you use podcasts now as well?
Yes, we've got everything going at the moment. You have to keep up with current trends.
Yeah, you do.
And in the office, when people come in and want to do a session, what I will do is I will record that session right on their iPhones for them.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome.
So that they have it to reinforce, and we make a backup CD for them, and which they can download to any format that they would like to use it on. We even will do SD cards and record right on them, too.
Yeah, that's great.
So, you got to keep up with the current situation.
Well, yeah, current technology. I mean, and it's gotta really help people. I mean, seriously, they're all kind of apps on everything on your phones now. It's the Steve Rosenberg app now you can get, I guess, take you along and reinforce the things that, I guess, when someone comes to have a session with you to talk about whatever it is they need the help with, then they can take you along, and I'm sure that helps over time, right?
Oh, yeah, it's really been good. The smartphone, when people come in with their smartphones, I'm able to really record right on them and create a session for them to take with them that they can reinforce exactly what is being done in the office. And that's a great reinforcement for them, because when you are able to reinforce what is being done in the office and continually use it, it gets right into your subconscious mind and you are successful. And I get a lot of visualization done, because when you see in your mind what it is that you want to do, that actually is a mental rehearsal, and you've done it. So the muscles and the nerves all are moving just as if you were moving when you visualize in your mind. So when you do that, you visualize, it's the next step to having done it.
Wow, that's incredible. Hearing that kind of stuff, different training that I've been through over the years, whether it's, you know, in my work as a salesperson in real estate or even in martial arts training, things like that. Just like you said, visualizing yourself having the success or, you know, the goal, reaching that goal that you're looking for is 90% in getting there, wouldn't you say?
It's paramount. Really,
wow.
It's important, which is very interesting, because when you actually... If you're sitting down and you're just thinking about doing an activity and you're not moving a muscle, your nerves are contracting just as if you are actually doing that act.
Hmm.
And it's amazing. That's why it is a mental rehearsal.
You must see a lot of really great results. That must just really make you feel so good when you see that you've helped people be successful in work, or, you know, get over a hump that they were trying to, or stop smoking, any of these things. I know that on your website, you've got testimonials from people who've talked about how you've helped them. That just must feel incredible.
It does. It really is great. And especially when you save people from dying, because no question about it, with severe obesity and smoking, that equals death.
Yeah.
And so it's great to have saved lives, and it makes me feel wonderful.
My guest is Dr. Steven Rosenberg on Networking Philadelphia with Kim Douglas. And the last time I had you on, it was the beginning of the year. It's when everybody starts to think about going back to the gym, losing weight, going on a diet. And you came out with a new book, and I wanted to see how things were coming along with that and talk about that a little bit. It's based on this idea of the 15-150 kind of a diet plan, right?
It's a really good way of eating. It's a healthy way of eating. And it is really taking the area by storm. The local area, the Elkins Park, Jenkintown, Orland, Fort Washington, Dresher, over 1,000 people have been using this program.
Wow.
And they have lost tons of weight and really enjoying the program, because when you are on the program really works for you. By eating lean protein and keeping your fat grams low, that means keeping your saturated fat low.
Mm-hmm.
And saturated fat is inflammatory in nature. So when you lower your intake of saturated fat, you're really helping your body. And you are also helping your body by keeping your high glycemic indexed carbohydrates low. And that is anti-inflammatory eating.
So when you say anti-inflammatory, seriously, this is the stuff you're talking about that kind of makes you feel bloated and full, right?
Makes you feel bloated, full, and fat.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is to eat anti-inflammatory foods, low saturated fat, low glycemic indexed carbohydrates, and you'll feel better. You have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll begin to lose weight. You will feel actually 100% better in every aspect of your life.
I'm sure that you suggest to people, too, and if you're going to eat right, you should exercise, too. It has to be a part of life. And I find that when you do work out, it does make you want to eat a little bit better, don't you think? They kind of go hand in hand.
Well, a healthy lifestyle is what my book is aiming to get people to do.
Mm-hmm.
And by eating right, and we have a whole chapter on anti-inflammatory eating, including choosing anti-inflammatory foods to eat. The low glycemic index foods are wonderful. The low saturated fat foods are wonderful, but also your colorful fruits and vegetables are very, very anti-inflammatory, and they are antioxidants too.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into how everything works, because the supermarket really is a chemistry set. And if you use that chemistry set to your ability and to your advantage, you can really make it count and really feel good.
This is the kind of thing that if you go on, we're talking when you say 15-150, it's 15 grams of fat during the day and 150 grams of carbohydrates. Now, when you eat this way, you're going to lose weight. Is it something that you would suggest that people stay on then for a lifestyle?
Oh, no. What you do is you get that. That's fine-tuning your weight loss.
Okay, so kind of readjusting your body to get...
That readjusts, that gets you to really lose weight and see results immediately.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a gentleman just left my office in 3 weeks, has dropped 15 pounds, and is happy.
Wow.
And what's good about it is that he's motivated now.
Okay.
So you get that quick motivation to really do well. And then, once you've lost your goal weight, then you can modify the situation. I call it the ratio. And you can increase your fat. You can increase your carbs. But you want to never go above 200 grams of carbohydrates ever in a day.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take that.
And so if you're going to have a high-fat day, you lower down your carbs next to nothing.
Hmm.
And once you've learned the process, it's easy to do.
And you know what, Steve, would you recommend to somebody, you know, whenever somebody goes on something like this, they might have missteps, they're going to, you know, have a day that, oh, I did more than I was supposed to. What would you say to that person?
Don't worry about it, because in the end, it will all even out.
Right.
And if you had more carbs one day and you felt, you know, like, oh, well, you know, it's over, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because with this program, everybody just starts the next day and says, you know what, tomorrow's a new day, I'll just get back right on track.
Yeah, exactly.
And they do.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to do, and that you have to kind of look at it, right? Because you don't want to have a snowball effect. Just say, all right, I had a bad day today. Tomorrow I'm going to get back on this thing, right?
Well, the main thing is to really look at what you need to do for you and make it fit your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And this is very easy to fit the lifestyle.
I know. I've seen some really great recipes that one of the women you've helped lose weight helped you with the book and putting some recipes in, right? And you have some really
recipes are marvelous. You got to look at the book. You got to really get into it. And it's great because we're coming up on swimsuit weather.
That's right.
And, you know, get rid of the layers of clothes for the winter, even though this has been a a gift of a winter
sure
for
has.
Us. Thus far, anyway.
Right, right.
The important thing is that you're going to be shedding those extra clothes and...
Can't hide anymore.
Can't hide. You can't hide.
Right. So this is something to kind of kickstart your body, help you lose some weight. The book, the exact title, it's the 15-150...
Secret to Simple Dieting.
Secret to Simple Dieting. So this is kind of a lifestyle change to... I think it would probably, if you start eating like this too, and it does help you to lose weight... Wouldn't you say that it changes people's mindset, Steve? Because once you've been on it for a while, you're like, oh, I get it. You know, okay, I've dropped the weight. Now the hard part, I got to keep it off.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, there is a gentleman, when you read the article in Suburban Life for this month, you will see that there's a gentleman who went on every diet, and he was interviewed by the writer who wrote the article, and he just said, this is the easiest thing I've ever done.
Really?
So it's just incredible. Read the book. Read the book. Get it.
Uh-huh.
It's on BarnesandNoble.com. It's on Amazon.com. It's at your local bookstore. It's even in shopping bags. So, go over, get a book.
Can I get it from my Kindle?
You can download it to your Kindle right from Amazon or right to Kindle. And
okay.
Barnes & Noble and the Nook. You can download it to your Nook, download it to your iPads, anywhere.
I love Steve, how you're so tech-savvy these days. You're everywhere.
Well, it's a changing world, and you got to adapt to change.
Mm-hmm. You got to be everywhere. And as a matter of fact, Steve is going to be everywhere. He's going to be in your mailbox and over the next month. You can read an article all about Dr. Steven Rosenberg and all the things that we've been talking about, the 15-150 diet, talking about relieving stress, quitting smoking. You can find out about all kinds of things that Steve has done in the past and continues to do in Suburban Life magazine. It's going to be all over the place in your mailbox. It's also going to be on newsstands. You can pick that up and find out all about Steve. And also, Steve, if they want to know more about Quit It Now, what I love about that is it's quititnow.com is your website. And it really is all-encompassing, whether it is stop smoking or eating bad or thinking bad about yourself or being so stressed out, you can help people.
Yeah, just quit it. Quit it now. That's what you want to do.
Whatever it is, quit it
just
now.
Just quit it.
And your office is located over in Elkins Park, a place you've been for how long now?
28 years.
Been in the same place for 28 years.
Yeah.
So people want to come in and they want to have an actual office visit with Dr. Steven Rosenberg. They can come and see you there, right?
Absolutely. My address is 8080 Old York Road, and that's in Elkins Park, zip code 19027. Any information, give us a call at area code 215-782-8414. And, of course, visit our website at www.quititnow.com.
All right, Steve. So good to have you on with me again. I love it. You always have such great things, and I'm really proud to support you in the fact that you're going to be featured in Suburban Life magazine on the cover and inside, all about you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. And I look forward to having you on again sometime soon.
Kim, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
All right, Steve. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Please take care.
All right. If you want to be my guest on Networking Philadelphia, email me. It's kim@networking-philadelphia.com. You've got a business and an organization, a company that you'd like to promote. This is the place to do it on Networking Philadelphia. More of the show is coming up next.